All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call. We have Oregon State Coach Corey Hull online, and the Beavers are on the road at California on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach.
How are you?
Just wondering, I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I enjoy watching you on the sidelines, by the way. I just wonder, you had a lot of defensive backs that were unavailable last week. Are you likely to get any of those guys back this Saturday?
Possibly, yes. Yes, possibly. There are some guys that you guys probably haven't seen for a couple of weeks that may be back. But right now their status is still – they have to make sure that they go through protocol and show us that they're going to be capable to be available in the capacity that we'll need them to on Saturday. But to answer your question, yes, there should be a couple of guys that come back.
And the guys who filled in, did a pretty good job. Could you single out one or two guys who you really came up big for you against Stanford?
Omar Hicks came up big, a guy that, you know, has really not been high lit in that defensive backfield for a while. And so did Landry Payne. He also played big for us. Some guys who are filling in at key positions. So if I'm talking about those guys, Isaiah Dunn, actually, I mean, he was, you know, the serviceable performance, and Sean Wilson has continued to get better week in and week out after his first start at the nickel position versus Washington State, and not long before being moved outside to the corner position. So he played a full game at corner, and I believe he gave up the one catch all night. So those are the guys that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mike Wilson, NBC Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, Coach. How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, you know. going down to Cal this weekend, what's the big concern with them? What kind of steps out at you on the film?
I mean, offensively, you know, they can score fast. And then They do and execute the offensive game plan very well. They're very competitive. Defensively, they're very aggressive, right? They're very aggressive. They're gonna blitz you. They're gonna live by it and die by it. And they're getting better every week. You know, you go watch the teams that they played early on, even down to this past Saturday. They're playing good football right now. And so they're a dangerous team, okay? So if they get hot, they get streaky, then they'll run the table with it. So those are the things that stand out right now. They're playing together as a unit, and they're starting to get comfortable in the schematics offensively and defensively.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. I've asked a few coaches today about this and the targeting rule. Some coaches, you know, think it needs to be tweaked. Others – want to see it gone altogether. Where do you stand with this targeting, since there's been like an uptick in targeting calls?
Well, I mean, I always said I wouldn't be able to have survived or played in today's football, right? Because I think the targeting is just, I think it's more about the intention than sometimes the actual incident. You know, what is the intention of the player? Do I say you do away with it? I mean, well, it depends on which part of the game of football you're trying to protect, right? With which part of the integrity. Are you trying to protect certain players? Are you trying to make it hard for a certain player? You know, now when you look at it, it's worked on both sides of the ball, okay? So you've seen offensive players block back on defenseless defensive players in pursuit to the ball.
Sure.
You know, you've seen it on both sides, so – it just depends on where you want to go with it. Now, my personal opinion if it's a fact of football, right, and it's an aggressive football play, then yeah, I disagree, you know, with it as well. But if it's malintent, right, something done to really with bad intention to really hurt someone on the football field, then I'm all for it, right? But it's one of those things to where, well, how could I control, you know, the target or the hitting point in which I, you know, the strike zone when striking an opponent, how can I control that full speed? So I think for me, it's, you know, violent hits and violent blocks are a part of the game of football, and it's there's no gray either. Got to be all in with it, but you got to make sure you call it all the time and call it correctly, and or like the other coaches said, you don't do it at all.
Yeah, now you know, you said that, you know, you've seen guys crack back on defensive players. I mean, should there be, I mean, I don't know if you call it the same way or you just make another rule in terms of, you know, in terms of that. I mean, what's your thought there?
I mean, and that's what I mean, right? Because I mean, what's a defensive player if you're gonna make the block that's gonna spring a running back or a receiver or a quarterback, you know, for a touchdown, extra yards? Why are you to be penalized for making a good aggressive block back on a defender that doesn't see you coming? Right? He's being taught to.
Sure.
He's got to have his eyes and head on a swivel. So,
yeah.
No, I mean, I, like I said, me, I'm old school, right? So, I mean,
sure.
I think when you start to try to protect players, all you really do is kind of disrupt the game, you know, and the flow of it. And because, again, violent hits are a part of it. Now, I do believe that, I mean, that's within reason, right? I'm not talking about guys
sure.
hitting guys
yeah.
15 yards out of bounds and just teeing off on guys. I don't think that has its place either, because football is a violent sport, and that's a very serious ordeal. But at the same time, you have incidents when guys are just going making aggressive football plays, and you got three yellow flags coming out. And, I mean, and that's,
yeah.
that's just what it is today. So I think it's one of those things that you got to accept, and then it just has to be taught. Right now, you're talking about teaching differently. You know, taking the head out of the game and doing more rugby style tackles. So you know, it could go either way. You know, I'm fine with it. What I don't like is how you have to lose a player throughout the game. I agree with the penalty, and you assess it and you move on. Now, if the intent was mal, then I think that needs to be tweaked, right? I think you can throw a penalty 15-yard and that affects, you know, first down, right? Affects, you know, getting off the field. But as far as taking a player and telling him he's suspended for a first half, for the rest of that game, in the first half of the next competition, you know, that right there is where I kind of cringe at, especially in the game of football, right? When you have a roster and
yeah.
roster, and then guys, you
yep.
I mean, you're going to, that's, I think that causes even more, right? Even more harm. But again, that's just my opinion. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm right. It's just what I see.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that is star one for questions.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Corey, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right.